Don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you.
The Rock Show that never ends on KSFM 94.9. Hi there, welcome back everybody. Yes, it's Wednesday night, 18th of July, 8 to 9, The Rock Show that never ends. Tonight we're having a strange mix of music. We're playing one-hit wonders, metal and rock one-hit wonders from the 60s and upwards. There's always argument over one-hit wonders as what sets the standard for it. For tonight's show, we're looking at the songs had to have made it into the Billboard Top 40 and into the UK Top 40. Some of the bands in here, you'll be surprised that they've only ever made it once into the Billboard or UK Top 40 in 20, 30, 40 years of recording. Phenomenal. But yes, surprising, but amazing music nonetheless. So sit back and let's kick it off with a song that also was made famous as a one-hit wonder. It started off, was the first music video ever played on VH1 in August 1981. And we'll be starting the show off with that one as well. The Buggles, Video Killed the Radio Star.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Don't you know that I'm loving you? In a god of a Vita, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come?
me, and I'll take my hand. Oh, won't you come with me, and I'll walk this land. Please take my hand. Let me tell you that. In a garden of Eden, honey, don't you know that I'm loving you? In a garden of Eden, baby, don't you know that I'll always be true?
Iron Butterfly in Garden of Eden from 1968. 17 minutes of epic song. Can you believe that actually made it onto the Billboard Top 40? 17 minutes of music. Just unheard of. It wouldn't happen today. I've played you about 4 minutes of the song. This is also the only Billboard Top 40 hit of ever. They are still performing live on and off today. And this particular album is voted as one of the top 40 best-selling albums of all time. Sold over 30 million copies, but yet the band's a one-hit wonder. Kicking it off, as I said, was The Buggles' Video Killed the Radio Star. British new wave band, started in 1979, and that was off their debut album. And the music video of the song was the first music video shown on MTV when MTV started their first broadcast ever, 1st of August, 1981. Right, kicking off our next triple play opening song. Just got three words to say to you. Heavy metal, yodeling. Let's take it away with the band Focus.
We'll be right back.
Alright, wrapping up that triple play was the Canadian band Rush. We've pretty much been around for almost 40 years. They've sold over 25 million albums. And would you believe that's the only song that ever made it into the Billboard Top 40? That's the song New World Man off their 1982 album Singles. Most of us would have thought hosts of other songs, YYZ, Tom Sawyer, etc., would have made it. But that's the only one they've ever had. Kicking it off, Yodeling, heavy metal Yodeling, the band Focus, a Dutch band, the song Hocus Pocus, 1972. I cut that one a bit short because it's close on 7 minutes as well. And the small, diminutive, almost elf-like Chase Van Leer, the lead singer, keyboard player, flute player, and songwriter for the one-hit wonder band Focus, off their 1972 smash hit album, made it to number 9 on the Billboard charts and transformed the band into a global one-hit wonder. Stuck in the middle there, the band Rainbow, song Stone Cold. The guitarist and singer, Richie Blackmore from Deep Purple, who quit the band and moved over to Rainbow. And that was the song Stone Cold, the only one-hit wonder that they had in 1982. In fact, if you listen to the band and you close your eyes, you could even imagine it's Foreigner playing. Most people did think it was Foreigner who had a new hit out when that band initially released that single. The Rock Show that never ends on KSFM 94.9. So sweet.
stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, love above. Now you're trying to trick me.
Oh,
Well, closing out the double play, we had the British band Free, around from 1968 to 73. Amazingly, there was the only Billboard Top 40. And they sold over 20 million albums, recorded over 700 shows in their very short careers. But the core members of this band, with members of King Crimson, went on to form that seminal band Bad Company. It definitely had more than one Top 40 hit. Kicking it off was the band Faith No More, started in 1981 called Faith No Man. They were considered to be one of the most influential metal rock bands of the late 80s and 90s, but they only ever had one Billboard Top 40. The song peaked at number 9 in 1990, the song Epic. They were also one of the first bands to really experiment with rap, with hip-hop, with a bit of classic thrown into it as well, and a fairly influential alternative metal grunge band, Faith No More.
Now change had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. Shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
Scottish and Irish double play. Kicking it off, Nazareth, the song Love Hurts, first recorded by the Everly Brothers back in 1960. 1975, Nazareth made it famous with a UK top five hit. Scottish band founded in 1968. They've had a number of hits, but the only real big hit was Love Hurts of 1975. The band, as of 2012, is still touring and still recording. The next song, Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town. Big band in the UK, but in the US, only ever had one hit, and this was it. The Irish band after that was Thin Lizzy, been around since 1969. Started with the frontman Phil Lynott, who sadly passed away in the 80s. The Boys Are Back in Town, American hit for them in 1976. They had numerous hits in the UK, but only one hit ever on the Billboard charts in the US. So from an American perspective, they would be classified as a one-hit wonder. Thin Lizzy is also best known for a number of their past illustrious members, Gary Moore, Snowy White, and Midge Ure, all previous members of the band.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better.
Dancing.
Right, starting off that easy double play was the Easy Beats, Friday on My Mind from 1969. Australian rock and roll band, formed in 1964, disbanded in 1969. They were regarded as the greatest Australian pop band of the 1960s and were the first Australian rock and roll act to score an international pop hit with the 1966 single Friday on My Mind. Of note, though, was the lead guitarist and rhythm guitarist in the band, a gentleman of the name of George Young. Yes, older brother to Angus and Malcolm Young of AC/DC. He went on to produce the first 5 AC/DC albums and was involved in their musical career for some time afterwards as well. The second band, King Harvest, Dancing in the Moonlight, another song that's also been covered by innumerable people in the past. It's from their 1970 debut album, reached number 13 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1973. And the band was known for this only single that they had, which was released in 1972. It was by a group of expatriate Americans living in Paris. And at one stage, they had 4 keyboard players in the band. So a fairly interesting and unique little band that was formed and played those many years ago. There was an American punk new wave band called Missing Persons and the song Mental Hopscotch from 1984. 3 of the original members played in Frank Zappa's bands, and you didn't play with Frank Zappa unless you were a serious musical freak and a pretty gifted musician at that as well. So this was one of the first bands that pushed forward the whole new wave pop and punk rock era. The band was formed in 1980 in Los Angeles. And the vocalist, Dale Bozzia, she had quite a quirky voice, as you could hear, and fairly heavy makeup. And she made the band quite a favorite in MTV in the early 80s. And her revealing outfits played quite a pivotal role in moving the culture of music videos towards that of overt sexual exhibition that we sometimes see in the music videos of today. Well, we've kind of got to the end of the show. We're going into our closeout song for the evening. It's been real fun putting this together. I've learned a bit about some of the One Hit Wonder bands. And this band I'm closing out with, I actually haven't heard of them before. I discovered them in my quest for One Hit Wonders preparing the show. And I'm definitely going to be going out and getting more of them. And a couple of their albums are on my wish and want list. And I will be purchasing them soon. And then hopefully play some of them in future shows as well. The band is called Queens Rish. The song is called Silent Lucidity from 1990. The band's pretty much been around since 1981. They started off as a grunge heavy metal cover band covering Judas Priest, Iron Maiden songs. They then moved into doing their own compositions and generating their own studio albums and also doing a lot of DVDs and EPs as well. They've sold over 20 million albums worldwide, with 6 million albums in the States on their own. The vocalist within the band is considered to be one of the most gifted vocalists out there. He's trained as an opera singer. He gets across multiple octaves when he sings as well. So listen out for him, a gentleman by the name of Jeff Tate. And this, as I say, was the only top 40 to date. Just on a little trivia note, listen out at the last closeout of the song. Listen to the soft cellos at the end. For those classical aficionados, they're playing a piece of Brahms's Lullaby. So sit back and enjoy a classical love ballad from the band Queens Rish and the song Silent Lucidity of the 1990 album Empire. Good night, and until next week, rock on.
Hush now, don't you cry. Wipe away the teardrop from your eye. You're lying safe in bed. It was all a bad dream spinning in your head. Your mind tricked you to feel the pain. Someone close to you leaving the game of life. So here it is, another chance. Wide awake, you face the day. Your dream is over, or has it just begun? I like to hide a doorway that I run through in the night. Relax, child, you were there, but only didn't realize when you were scared. It's a place where you lucidity.
visualize your dream, record it in the present tense, put it into a permanent form. If you persist in your efforts, you can achieve dream control.
The rock show that never ends on KSFM 94.9. We'll be back next Wednesday night between 8 and 9. Until then, rock on.